Yo, 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 welcome back to the Further Your Lifestyle podcast, conversations on lifestyle, passions, and hustles. My name's Chris, I am your host, and I'm super excited to be back here having the conversation with you, and it has been a hot minute. Good grief. It's probably been about 12 weeks since I've actually recorded, but it's been about a good 8 to 10 weeks since you've actually heard from me, since I've been able to upload an episode. Now, if you are new here, thank you for being here. Appreciate you being here. If you've been here for a long time, or you just, you know, found the podcast in the last couple of episodes, again, appreciate you being here. And I've been away for the last, well, it was 6 weeks, but it turned into about 8 weeks, simply because I was in the Philippines, came back, and then I've been under the weather. You can probably still hear it in my voice. I had laryngitis, had bronchitis, and everything's been happening all at once, but we're back now and I'm ready to get started back into the podcast for 2024. And that kind of segues to what this topic is today. We're actually talking about, I'm 4 years into chasing my dream. It was 4 years ago that I stepped away from my 9-to-5. Well, sorry, it's been 3 years since I stepped away, but this is the fourth year of starting. And I wanted to kind of reflect, see, is it what I expected? What now? What's next? And how that is all going. So it's going to be a bit of a long one, possibly. I might rant a little bit. I might share a lot. But I've got some notes here that I really want to cover. And we're going to dive into that today. So buckle up, get cozy, and let's get into it. So as I said, it's been 3 years. So I'm starting my fourth year since stepping away from the 9-to-5, since stepping away from the corporate world. And this, look, I just want to make sure I'm very clear that I have no problems with if you work a 9-to-5, if you have a corporate gig or anything like that. But for me, I always had this dream. I always had this thing that I wanted to do. I wanted to have my own business. I wanted to build something to help people further their lifestyle. And obviously that brewed and became something more and more clear as I progressed into my career. I was at my previous job for about 9 years and then, stepped away. But, you know, what I really wanted to do was I wanted to build a podcast to inspire others to further their lifestyle and to find happiness and to chase the dream that they had and to build something that they wanted. Now, for me, it was to build a business and to work for myself, be my own boss, and to create a lifestyle that I wanted. And I realized that none of that was ever going to happen if I never took control of my life, if I never put things into place that was going to enable me to be able to make those decisions and not be dictated by someone else, which was tough. Now, I've spoken about this before, and I will get to some of the details in this episode as well. But I guess the real big question that I'm asking myself, that other people are probably asking, is it what I expected? Is it what I wanted? Is it the journey that I wanted? And where do I go from here? What's next? What now? And based on my reflection for the last 3 years, I'm going to talk about this a bit more. And before we actually go any further, just before I get, too into the conversation, I just wanted to wish everyone a big happy new year. We're a little late. We're 19th of January today for me recording this, so this comes out in a couple of days. But I wanted to give everyone a very big happy new year. Welcome back to the episodes. And as I said, I've come back from the Philippines, and I wanted to give everyone a huge thank you that have been supporting me in my absence. And whether you've found the podcast and you've been binging, I've had a few people say that they couldn't wait till I got back because they found my podcast or found my YouTube while I was away. And I've had other people that have been watching and listening since day one, and they're very excited to have me back. So I really do appreciate the support. And I will just say right now, if you are watching on the YouTube, I have actually implemented a membership called the podcast sponsor. Now, if you want to be part of the podcast in terms of being able to have your credits show while they come up on screen, you'll be in the credits as well in the description for those that do want to support the podcast. Not forcing anyone. This is still a free podcast, but I want to be able to do some different things this year, and that will help add a budget to the podcast, to the YouTube channel, and all the great things to help inspire others to further their lifestyle. So if that sounds like you can check out the join button or the membership area of my YouTube channel. I'll put a link in the description if you're listening on the audio side of things. But that aside, I wouldn't be here without you, and I'm not going anywhere. I've had a great break, but I wanted to say a big thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'll be frank, it still gives me goosebumps thinking about going back and reflecting on the conversation that I had with my boss saying that I was done. and that I wanted out and that I wanted to finish up working the 9-to-5. And the short of it all, it actually took me by a reaction. It was a big surprise. He surprised me based on how he took it. And his first reaction was like, do it. And I was like, what? And of course, he said he didn't want me to go, but he regretted himself not doing something like this that I spoke about, which was very encouraging. So I want to say a big thank you to Naya. He's my old boss. Big shout out to you, mate, if you're listening. Really need to catch up with you, actually. But, you know, this is the power of when you have people that you respect and that respect you, and when you have open conversations with them, you know, you get better results than you expect, that you get real results. And of course, it wasn't a see you later the next day. It took me 6 months to get out of that, to exit. And then I had a 12-week paid leave program, and then I was able to take two years of unpaid work to actually step away and then actually make the decision if I really actually want to come back or not. So look, I was very blessed, very cool, some really great options, and I was very blessed from this. The job on paper was amazing. The people, the pay, the opportunity was amazing, but it wasn't going to get me to, other than the money, the real things that I wanted, which was purpose, passion, and ultimately happiness. So here I am about to embark on my fourth year taking a chance on me. And actually about halfway in compared to my prior working life. So obviously I worked at my corporate gig for 7 to 9 years because obviously some of that was leave. And at the moment, I can honestly answer it is not what I expected. 100% not what I expected, but in a good way. The reason why I say this is if you asked me if this is where I saw myself, you know, in 3 years, I would have laughed at you. Heck, I wouldn't have seen myself in this position in 10 years ago because I would have said you were dreaming. And I do apologize if I sound like I'm catching my breath because my voice is still a little bit congested, a bit husky. But today, if you're not 100% sure, I have a business reselling majority in pre-owned clothing and goods. And, you know, being able to send to over 3,000 customers this year and be able to provide them a service, provide them a product. And that's globally. Like, it just blows my mind. And I have an employee and I have the ownership of my time. So to be able to build a business, which is currently running in two storage units, it's crazy. And every time I open up that storage unit, I have to pinch myself. Or when I get a big delivery of like 250 kilos or 300 kilos of clothing, it's just blows my mind. Or when I have a pickup from one of my consignments with the, you know, some of the different deals that I have, again, it's just crazy. And when I turn on the laptop and hit record and start to do this and have a conversation with you. Now, I'll be frank, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. It's all work, grind, and hustle. I'm not here to build a business though. I'm here to build a lifestyle. But it takes a lot, and it's going to require a lot of humps to get over, and it has. And it doesn't always give back the same in rewards that you expect or want immediately. But the reward is knowing that it's working, and it's the reward of knowing that things are growing and that things are heading in the right direction. And if I continue to do this, they're going to continue to grow, helping it blossom, I guess. Now, if anything, now more than ever, I have realized I'm no longer just chasing a dream, but I'm living and creating the life that I want. And really, that's what I want to make sure people understand, that this podcast is to help you further your lifestyle. And it's also my channel. My channel is CL Furlong. It's not how to resell. It's not this is how to run. It's not the Further Your Lifestyle podcast. It's me. And everything that I do, I want to make sure it reflects that journey with all elements and characters and components of my life. Now, I digress, but coming back to the conversation is we don't get the things from just looking up into the clouds and thinking about them, daydreaming. We get them from taking action. We get them from starting, right? And when I started this podcast, I was too scared to start. I remember I was invited to speak to Rob Atkiss via Clubhouse. This is when Clubhouse was working and, well, I think it's still active. I don't know. He has multiple podcasts. He's a host and he's an author of multiple books as well. And he asked me, why haven't I started my podcast? And I said, look, I've been too scared. And he went through and he helped me understand what is the worst that can happen, right? And he helped me understand also that I would be doing an injustice for those that I wanted to further their lifestyle. Like, he asked me, what's the podcast about? And I said, look, I want to help people further their lifestyle. And he said, well, by you not starting, you're not letting them have that opportunity to learn how to further their lifestyle. And he asked me, so when am I going to start? And I set the launch day for the 28th of February, 2021. And that was the day. And now the rest is history. It's been a journey. I've had to learn. I've adjusted with guests and things like that. Now, that's why the other thing I want to say is, look, there's a lot of things here with the podcast specifically that I'll talk about in this point that I'm frustrated with, that I regret and I'm disappointed with myself with. One, I regret not keeping super close with my contacts, with all the guests and, you know, that I've had on the channel. Many I still am, but there's also many that we've drifted apart, and I will take the blame for that. I'm sorry. I apologize if you're listening. I miss having guests, but at the same time, if I want to commit to guests, I need to be able to bring the game for you guys, the A game for you guys. And I've had to put that on the back burner as I've been trying to build out the business and get on top of things, because growth comes with time, management, and attention. Like, it requires your attention, and it's been a juggle. But I've been doing the podcast still, but I just haven't been able to do it to the level that maybe I originally intended. Number three is marketing and growing the podcast. It's tough, and I've been told and been challenged by a good mate, Drew, that nothing happens, that if you don't put action to it, and how can the podcast grow if it's not being marketed? So I've really lacked that in the current channels, like socials and things like that. I mean, I've been putting it on the YouTube, obviously, but it requires effort to get it outside and in front of new people. So unless you want to help share it for me. And of course, I can't just rely on other people to share it. I need to put in that work. So, you know, there's a lot of lessons there. But at the same time, I've learned a lot of things. I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned about my amazing guests and just how to make these things happen. And I've made some amazing connections. I've made some really great connections, and I hope to continue to do so, hearing comments, hearing feedback, chatting with you all, continuing the conversation. And just in general, it's been a really big highlight of my life. And at the end of the day, that is the goal, to help people further their lifestyle, whether it's one person or 100 people. It doesn't matter. So where from here? Well, before I address that, how about I ask you that very question? What now for you for 2024? And no, this isn't an episode about New Year's resolutions. This is an episode of, if you want something in 4 years' time, you need to start today. This is a conversation about helping you achieve that. It's about inspiring you and encouraging you to take the chance on yourself at the capacity that makes sense for you with your circumstances to see yourself grow. And that starts in 2024, because that is the start of the year and that is the current time of this conversation. But this could be a daily non-negotiable. It could be a 30-day goal. It could be something that you do weekly for 52 weeks. It could be something bigger or something smaller. I was listening to Gary Vee the other day. Love his content. He's got some really good points. And he had something to say. Rather than spending time just watching Netflix, for example, binging Friends, spend that same time watching Friends and documenting and creating content along the way. He used a Friends podcast as an example. He said, to his point, you can spend time enjoying your time while also enabling your time to become a thriver for the future as well. And I'm not saying you need to go create a podcast on Friends. And I'm not saying that. I'm using it as an example, but I'm not saying you should actually be doing something to earn extra money either. What I'm saying is, ask yourself, what do you want? And then make sure you're doing something which is enabling you to get that, what you want, each day, or somewhat have a plan of how you're tackling that on a regular basis. It might be a new job. It might be a new promotion. It might be an opportunity in another country. It could be maybe you want to start breeding rabbits. I don't know. It could be starting a blog. It could be picking up a skateboard, or it could be learning to scuba dive, or it might be creating a YouTube channel, creating a podcast, starting an online business. I don't know. But if you want it, you have to make it happen, as it won't without you. So where from here for me? Well, I'm not going anywhere. It's been a bit of a rough start of the year. I've obviously been sick. My car broke down. There's been a lot of challenges, a lot of things that have delayed me in being able to get this happening again. And it's not that I didn't want to do it. It's just that, well, one, I didn't have a voice, so I couldn't do it. And it requires energy, and I want to be able to give you the best that I possibly can. Now, this, I don't mind not having my best voice, but I'm definitely here and excited to be able to continue to get the podcast happening again. So I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here each week. Till the end of the year, and then we'll break again, and then we'll continue to talk all things furthering your lifestyle. So that's this year. I do have some different ideas. I have some things to spice it up. I want to try different things. I do have a new vehicle, a van. Hopefully I can do some recording in that. But at the end of the day, I just want to continue to help you further your lifestyle, whether it's today, tomorrow, later in the year, and I will do my best to try and make that happen for you. If you have ideas, if you have comments, if you have topics to be discussed or any feedback, let me know. Let me know. I mean, I don't know if you don't tell me. You can drop a comment down below here on the YouTube. If you're listening, you know, via the audio, reach out to me on Instagram or reach out to me back onto the comments on the YouTube and let's continue the conversation. And yes, there's been a lot of feedback about guests. I'm working on this. So please, a little patience. And also, a challenge to you, don't let this just be a listen or a watch. Take action and see what you can do. See what you can learn from this. See what you can experience from this. See what you can grow from this episode. Also, if you think someone needs to hear this, send it to them. Share it. Let's grow the channel together. Let's grow the podcast together. It would mean the absolute world to me. Look, so I'm back. That's really what I wanted to talk to you about today. Just give you a little reminder that, you know, the journey takes time. It's been a long journey. It obviously makes it a lot easier having people support you, and I appreciate you all here supporting me, and I'm excited for what the year's going to bring. I'm going to be talking about a few different things over the next coming weeks, talking about, you know, the lessons of failure, and if we're not, you know, making mistakes, we're not actually learning. We're going to be talking about, you know, are you going to do this, yes or no, and really making sure you talk the right answer over your life. We're going to be talking about slowing down. I'm going to reflect on, you know, taking the time off over the Philippines and, you know, what I've learned from that and some of the things that has become very, very evident to me, you know, from reflecting, self-reflection. We're going to be talking about how Lord of the Rings may just have the best advice for life. And we're going to be talking about some of the big why questions. You know, why do we do this? Why are we doing it for? What are we doing it for? When are we doing it for? And so on and so forth. Plenty of content. And that's just with the podcast. I've got more content coming out with the business. I've got content coming out with what it's been like to step away from the business. I've got content coming out about I'm going to have to start from zero again with running because I had a few heart issues at the end of last year. I had to step away from running. I had COVID again. And, you know, I'm going to have to rebuild. And that journey is going to be exciting to be able to share. So there's lots coming to the channel. Of course, the podcast is the Further Your Lifestyle podcast. And then there's everything else around CL Furlong. I'm also going to be starting a new little side thing called the Pokemon Fund. More on this to come. And that will be to build another little business, but also to help raise money for charity as well. And to maybe add a little bit of cream on top. So lots happening. It's going to be a big year, but it's the year that we make it. And it's great to have ambitions. It's great to say all these things. But if you're not putting anything into play, anything into action, you won't get diddly squat anyway. So that's my challenge to you. Appreciate you all. If you are listening, chuck a comment down here at YouTube if you're watching as well. Let me know that you're back listening and I appreciate you all. I would love to, you know, give a big thank you to you all once again. And we'll be back here next week doing it all again. So you have a wonderful day. Appreciate you being here. Take it easy. Cheers.